Well, my friends, now that the election is over and the victory has clearly been decided, it's time to focus on other upcoming KVI events. The 58th annual Veterans Parade will be held in Auburn on Saturday, November 9th, starting at 11 a.m. It's a massive parade with hundreds of people, including all the marching bands, military vehicles, veterans unit, honored guard, and so much more. Joining us now to discuss what's going to be at the parade this year, Mayor of Auburn, Nancy Backus. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you for inviting me. It's always a pleasure.
We love having you. This is one of my favorite events to promote during the year. So tell me what's on tap for this year's festivities.
Well, you're right. There are hundreds, thousands of people actually that come out and line the streets of Auburn on Main Street to celebrate our veterans. We have over 150 entries this year, over 4,000 parade participants. We have scheduled flyovers. We're expecting two this year. The first, a C-17 from the U.S. Air Force Reserve 446th Airlift Wing, and that's at 11 a.m. to begin the parade. And a UH-1H Huey helicopter from the King County Sheriff's Department. And they're flying low over the parade route shortly after that, right around 11:10 a.m. We have over 12 marching bands, including America's First Corps Band and Navy Band Northwest. And the city of Auburn is so proud to be a Vietnam War commemorative partner. We just couldn't be prouder to host this event. And rain or shine, as you know, Ari, the streets are packed with people wanting to also celebrate and honor our veterans. Whether it's rainy or sunny, we're hoping for sun. The weather report doesn't necessarily look like that right now. People say, well, why should we come out if it's pouring down rain? And I always say it is a small price to pay to say thank you for the myriad of sacrifices that our veterans have made to serve this country.
But also, it's the Pacific Northwest. Number one, if you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes. And number two, if you didn't go out when it rained, you never leave your house. So, yeah,
no,
that's
never leave.
Yeah.
It'd be like COVID all over again.
Meanwhile, the Navy families will feel right at home. Speaking of Navy, by the way, our very own Mike and John Carlson will be on the replica of the USS Nimitz. They love being on that ship every single year, coming on down the street. Now, we have a question for you. We know this says in the advertising it is one of the biggest military parades in the U.S. for Veterans Day. My question is, does that mean overall in the U.S.? Does that mean west of the Mississippi? Does that mean in the state? How are we measuring that? Who's bigger than ours? New York? I mean, who's got a bigger one than this one?
You know, I have heard that perhaps San Diego has one larger than ours, but it could never be larger in heart and care and appreciation and honor. So we may not have the largest number of participants in the parade, but we are never going to be outsized by anyone who thinks that they care more and honor their veterans more than we do.
Sounds fantastic. Everybody always loves this event. We know KVI Nation always comes out in droves for it. That's the 58th annual Veterans Parade, which will be held in Auburn on Saturday, November 9th, starting at 11 a.m. The parade is going to be running on Main Street from E Street to A Street. And there's tons of activities running from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Mayor Nancy Backus, thank you so much for joining us today. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Ari.
And this parade is awesome. It's one of the things I wish I could be there. I always have FOMO when I hear those ads running that says Mike's going to be there. Because first of all, I love hanging out with Mike. But second of all, he gets to be on a boat. I want to be on the boat. I want to be on the boat with you and John. That would be a lot of fun being on the USS Nimitz, don't you think?
I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me because I'm sailing on a boat.
Yes. No, it's awesome. You know, and we talk about this every year, and there have been times past where I get wound up in the excitement of, like, you know, playing my goofy sound effects and talking about how it's one of the largest parades of its kind and talking about, like, the fun stuff and all of that. But I sometimes lose perspective on the reason for the season. I've been extra careful to not do that this year because, you know, Veterans Day is coming up. And, you know, KVI is patriotism. And I was reminded of that last night during our election night party. And it just kind of like reinforces that sense of national pride. So I'm always honored to participate in the Veterans Day parade. Yeah, I like sitting on a boat and all that. But like seeing the outpouring of support from the community. And I love every time we have Mayor Backus on, you know, she always gives me this line. I can almost quote it like a favorite comedian or something like that, or your favorite movie or whatever. When we talk about the weather and, you know, she's always said like various variations of like, think of what our service members have done for us. The least we can do is brave a little bit of weather. So that's always resonated with me. I also want to remind folks that it is Veterans Day, not Memorial Day. Yes. I think some folks get those commingled. This is the time to celebrate and commemorate all of our veterans that are still here with us and have served. There's a couple things I do want to point out going on that day. There's festivities pretty much all day, Ari. Mm-hmm. You know, not just the parade. Like, you know, it's starting. They have like a community breakfast at the American Legion. There's going to be displays set up over on South Division Street and A Street Southeast. And that's basically going to be kind of like the pavilion where like all the food trucks are going to be. And that's where the KVI booth is going to be set up. So, and I believe we're bringing all of the stations of Lotus Seattle. So you've got the KVI booth, the Hank FM booth, and friends from Northwest News Radio as well. So definitely come by and hang out. I am going to try my best to get John Carlson to come back to the booth with me following the parade. I don't think he's going to be on two wheels this year, so I think he's just going to be like in the vehicle with me. So I think I've got him held captive, and maybe I can get him to hang out at the booth, but no guarantees. I will be there. You can come hang out with me. And then later, and this one of members of the Big Mike Militia reminded me of this last night. After the parade, there's a veterans luncheon, and then there's an open house at the Auburn VFW, where I've been invited to that every year. I've only made it once. I would really like to try to go this year if I can swing it, because they are pouring a beer called Uncommon Valor IPA, which sounds like right up my alley. So I would really like to pop into that. And KVI listeners and everybody within the sound of my voice is invited. It's not just for veterans. It's an opportunity to invite the community. So after the parade, after you've gone to the KVI booth, after you've hung around in downtown Auburn, stop by the Auburn VFW on Main Street for their open house. And it's just, again, it's a day to celebrate and honor our veterans. And the least we could do is come out and show up in droves. And I get the feeling, given the results of last night's election, I think we're going to see a lot. I would imagine we're going to see a lot of flags, a lot of MAGA hats. And I can't wait. I'm excited.
This is a year you definitely don't want to miss. I mean, last night, it was amazing celebrating with the KVI audience and the Washington State GOP. And I think the majority of people in the room were not from the Washington State GOP. I think the majority of the people in the room were from KVI. I mean, you were looking at close to 1,000 people in that room, and everybody just celebrating together as we were watching the returns coming in. While I'm on air, I kept pulling out my cell phone and videoing everybody as they're chanting USA or whatever else is going on in the crowd. You probably heard it on the broadcast. I mean, our streaming numbers were like crazy last night for the amount of people who are listening to the show. So really, it was really awesome, and you get a chance to do it right away. You get a chance to follow up on that by going to the Auburn Veterans Day Parade, which is this Saturday at 11 a.m. on Main Street. So head on over there, see John, see Big Mike. You'll have a great time. You get to celebrate America, and you get to show our appreciation for the people who sacrificed so much so that you would have the right to vote, and you get to thank them, not just visit graves, my friends. This is where you get to thank the people who actually did it. And you go, thank you for serving for me, because I got to vote for Donald J. Trump, who, guess what, my friends on the left, he's going to be your president.